أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passion. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seed of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The words of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I assure you, as well as myself, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability, fear Allah unless they are Muslim. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, in this lecture, we going to be through some verses and some ahadith which shows you some of the involvement of the Muslim in the Muslim community, that the individual in the Islamic society or in the Muslim community, he is not a person that who care and think about his or herself only. We live as one body, as the jama'ah, that we have the concern for each other and the need of each other. We find as example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in Surah Al-Ma'un, رأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. يعني إن شاء الله خلال هذه المحاضرة نحب أن نتعرف على شخصية المسلم، فهي شخصية اجتماعية لا يعرف الأنانية في حياته، وهو دائما يهتم بأمر الآخرين ويحاول أن يساعد الآخرين. ومن ذلك هذه السورة، سورة الماعون. الله تبارك وتعالى saying, do you see the one who denies the judgment? Indeed, this is the one who treats the orphan harshly. And he doesn't encourage the feeding of the poor. The woe to the worshipper, those who are neglectful in their prayer, those who do good deeds to be seen by men, and they withhold or prevent the basic needs from others. فهذه السورة تبين أهمية الإيمان بالله تبارك وتعالى وثوابه، فالذي يؤمن بثواب الله وبالأجر والحسنات فهو يعمل الخيرات ويتقرب بها إلى الله. ومن ذلك أن الإنسان يعامل اليتيم هذا الصغير الذي فقد أباه، يعامله بالحسنى والعطف والحنان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the reality of a person who doesn't believe in the day of judgment, as a result of not believing in Allah, you don't believe in the day of judgment, because if you believe in the day of judgment, you'll be concerned about the blessings, the reward, about Jannah. So Allah says, كَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. As a result of not believing in the day of judgment, you know, he finds this person who doesn't care for the orphan. He doesn't treat them nicely. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يبين لنا هذه الدرجة العالية الرفيعة التي يتحصل عليها الإنسان حين يحن قلبه ويشفق على اليتيم، فيقول صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما معناه: أنا وكافل اليتيم في الجنة كهاتين، وأشار بالسبابة والوسطى. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling us, me, I be the Prophet of Allah, and the person who care after and look after the orphan in Jannah, in Paradise, will be so close to each other like these two fingers close to each other. Subhanallah. يعني كيف الإنسان يستطيع أن يتحصل على هذه الدرجة التي يكاد أن يكون فيها يتساوى مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو ليس بنبي، ولكن هذا يأتي كنتيجة العمل الصالح، وخاصة العطف على اليتيم ومعاملة اليتيم بالحسن. How the person can reach in such a higher degree in his life, to such a degree would be almost close to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the Prophet said like these two fingers. He says these two fingers is not too much different between them. If you look to the middle finger and the index finger, how much difference between them? Not too much. You see? So a person, by being kind and gentle and kind to the orphan, he will be in the day of judgment in so close position with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as closing two fingers to each other. So Allah says, الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِينَ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ أَلَّا يُشَجِّعِ الْآخَرِينَ وَلَا يَتَعَاوَنْ وَلَا يَحُضُّهُمْ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ الْمُحْتَاجِ. وهنا مرت امرأة على عائشة زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تسأل، فدخلت عائشة البيت تنظر إلى شيء تتصدق به، فلم تجد شيئا إلا تمرة واحدة، فأخذتها وأعطتها إلى هذه المرأة المسكينة. فهذه المرأة أخذت هذه التمرة وقسمتها قسمين، شقتها شقين، وأعطت لكل واحدة من بناتها شق. فلما جاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبرته بذلك، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما معناه: اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. أي الإسلام يجعل بينه وبين جهنم حجاب وساتر عدم الدين. So in this incident that a poor woman came to the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم begging, and Aisha رضي الله عنها, she went inside her dwelling place looking for something to give it in charity. She could not find too much, and she only found one piece of day, single piece. This is all what she has in her house. And this shows you how much we complain about we don't have too much food, we don't have this and that. And this is the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and almost nothing there. And even they have only one day, but his wife Aisha رضي الله عنها, she gave it in sadaqa. Because as a result of believing in the day of judgment, you will encourage the feeding of the poor. You see, a Muslim is not a selfish. A Muslim thinks about others. This is part of our duty and our job in the Muslim community. We care for the needy and the poor and the orphans with mental assistance. Our job is not only salah, you see, but we also look after the social problems of the people and we try to help them and assist them. So Aisha radiallahu anha, they found nothing except one single day. She gave it to this poor lady. This poor lady, she has two daughters who's here. She took this day, one piece of single fruit, the size of your finger. She took it and she split it. And she gave one half to each one of her daughters. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back, Aisha told him, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what the meaning is, اتَّقُ النَّارَ وَلَوْ شِفْتَ ضَمْرَ. Avoid hellfire. Protect yourself. Shield yourself from the anger and the punishment of Allah in the day of judgment, even with something so little as the half of day. Not even a full day, not a whole day. Because sometimes we say, احنا ما عندنا كثير. يجي السائل احنا نقول والله ما عندنا واحنا يعني الطعام اللي عندنا هذا لا يتحقق. يعني المرأة تستحي انها تعطي المسكين او الفقير, يقول لك هذا الطعام بائس, يعني احنا ممكن ناكله بس كيف نعطيه للفقير؟ سبحان الله, هذا لازال طعام ويؤكل ولكن فيه اجر. الانسان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول له الضر فيما معناه, إذا صنعت مرقة فأكثر ماءها ومعها الشراك. سبحان الله, يعني الإسلام يحب ويحب على التعاون وعلى العطف على الآخرين ومساعدة الآخرين وخاصة المسكين واليتيم حتى ولو بشيء قليل. لا تقول والله هذا طعام يعني من حق أمس, ولكن الرسول يقول اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمر حتى ولو بشيء قليل. واحد يقول لك ايش رياضي راح يسوي؟ انا ما عندي. يجي السائل يقول اعطينا لله, يقول له ما عندي, الله يسهل عليك. ليه؟ بس ما معك للريال ولا دولار اعطيك, ما تدري لعل الله سبحانه وتعالى ينقذك من النار بسبب هذا الريال او هذا الدولار. Sometimes we don't give because we think what we have is less, you see, but we are the people that our nature is giving. The Muslim community is a giving community, and give to the needy, the poor, just to need assistance, we right away we roll our sleeves and we're ready to give and to help to assist. So never undermine or look down upon something good deed, even if it's so little, even if a little, dying, something very small. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said what? Protect yourself, feel yourself from hellfire, even in the form of a hand thing. Don't say it's little. Somebody just became new Muslim and you want to give him a gift, or you want to, he understand he's looking for a kufi, oh, but my shirt or my qameez, I already used it. I could not give it to him. There's nothing wrong. Go wash it, iron it, and give it to him. He will be happy with it. He's a new Muslim. He wants to look like the rest of the family in the bar. And he's the only one who's out too. Say, but I used this too for him. How I can give it to him? Nothing wrong. Get according to your means. Not everybody's great. Give the little bit, but give it with sincerity for the pleasure of Allah. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تلم أب that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يستقبل الصدقة من أحدكم ويربيها له حتى تكون التمرة أو اللقمة تصير كجبل أحد. الإنسان لا يستنكر الصدقة، يعني أعطي فأعطف الله ولو شيء قليل، الله سبحانه يدفع عنك البلاء في هذه الصدقة. فيقول الصدقة قليل الإنسان يستصغر، لا، الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لأبو بكر يعني حتى مجرد صنع الشربة، قال لما تعمل المرقة تعمل شربة زود لها مية، سبحان الله، بس مجرد زود مية وروح عند الزراعة. السيد أبو ذر هو اللي مسكه هات مور ووتر. أنت بدك تهب ميت السوب الفيجيتابلز، أوكي؟ السيد أبو ذر هو اللي مسكه هات مور ووتر. So it means stretch the tube. Stretch more. And do what after this? He said, go and take care of your neighbor. You see, this is the way how it's the community. You see, in America, churches do things like this. Subhanallah, this is supposed to be part of our plan. You see? And some of those people, they drink it. They go to Africa, take a meal, and one hand has the meal, and the other hand has the Bible. You see? We don't trick the people with meal and the dollar to become Muslim. We do it because it's part of Islam. We do it because we're looking for the blessing. We do it because we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim community is a given Muslim. They give. They don't give only to human beings, they give even to animals. So if the person has belief in Allah, this belief in Allah will begin in his manner, in his behavior, in his character, in his environment, by dealing nicely and kindly towards the orphan, encourage the feeling of the poor and the needy. لذلك تجد الإسلام، تجد الزكاة، تجد الصدقة، تجد الوليمة، تجد العقيقة، تجد الإفطار، تكفير اليمين، all the things سبحان الله تشكل. Caring about the people who are needy. Why? Because a lot of occasions, and all these occasions there was feeding. Marriage, you have walima, you have a new child, you have aqiba, killing ilah, feeding the food, giving everybody, even if they are not poor. People will, when you get them for a dinner, this is one of the means that we promote love among ourselves. When somebody invites you to his house, even for a cup of tea, you see, why not? This is the way how we promote love in our community among ourselves. So this is the way how the Muslim community is a giving community. Allah blessed him with a wife, is making walima. Big feast, bring everybody. Eat. Allah blessed him with a child, haqifa. Kill a lamb. And invite everybody to eat. He found the zakat, he found the charity, he found if a person swear by Allah, the after this he has to make his creation, to change what he swear on, he found peace, food. So he found the nature almost in giving. This is the way how Muslims, and this is how Islam trains us. And we are not doing this to break people, but this is part of our nature as Muslims. Not our culture, but our deen. Teach us to be charitable, to be good, see? Even if it's little bit, this is what we need to learn. We need to share, learn how to share, even if it's little bit. What does it take to make to nothing? Some bones, I know some of the American people, they don't know about this, and the soup of them, it has to be vegetables and mushrooms and potato and put all this meat and poor people like us coming from background, and we would take what? We did some bone, drop it in the bath, and put some spice in it, and water, and let it boil. Now we're so happy and drink too. It doesn't take too much. It doesn't even, if you really think about how much it costs to make a big pot of soup, it doesn't cost more than a dollar. Because some people even destroy the bone the way Islam tells you, add water. Something tasty, but the relationship that you got to develop between you and your neighbor, because this never had a big right on you. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لنا في الحديث ما معناه أنه لا يزال جبريل يوصيني بالجار حتى ظننت أنه سيورثني. يعني جبريل كل ما يوصيني جبريل خلي بالك من التجارة أحسن إلى جارة يعني تعهدوا بالهدية تعهدوا بالمعتبة حتى أن جبريل عليه السلام ظن الجار هذا هيصير زيه زي الفاميلي ميمبر أن واحد من العائلة لما يموت رب العائلة فهو يورث معاه فقل لا يزال جبريل يوصيني بالجار خلي بالك من جارك خلي بالك أحسن إلى جارك أحسن تزفقت مع ثلاث سيدة جبريل continue advise me concerning my neighbor to such a degree I saw that when I died that my neighbor has died to inherit me he became like a family member you see so when I die he will inherit me we need to establish a good relationship between us and our neighbor you have neighbors in your job neighbors in your class room you have neighbors in, as a roommate you have neighbors in the street, living beside your house, you have neighbors around the masjid, okay, around the masjid, alright, Khalid is sitting right away, and he's looking for a deed, not the deed, so he's looking for the neighbors of the masjid, and establishing this relationship, being nice, being kind, wow, we're breaking people, no, because we believe in the day of judgment. We believe in the reward. We believe in the blessing. We believe how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be good to us when we be good to the creation of Allah. ثم تكمل السورة وتنتهي ويقول والذين هم يراءون ويمنعون المعون. إذا السورة بدأت بالتعاون والحب على إطعام المسكين والتلاطف مع اليتيم ثم تعد وتقول ويمنعون المعون وليس يمنعون المعون this is small and needy thing المعون الحاجات اللي هي يعني بسيطة جدا ولكن الناس تحتاجها عادة يعني تيجي واحدة بتطول 10 جزء وبعدين أكثرت اللي ما في ملح روح يا ولد عند الجار وقول له انه محمود اعطينا شوية ملح اعطينا بالضيف حاجات بسيطة بدل ما تلوم مشوار ربع ساعة راح للكريس ستور فهذه الاشياء البسيطة ممكن ناخذ الريس بتاعتكم يا جماعة الخير ممكن بس عايزين ندور على ابرة فتلة اسوي القميص حق التعامل ابو احمد اعطونا ابرة حاجات بسيطة فيجب ان الجيران والمسلمين يتعاونوا خاصة بالاشياء البسيطه التافهه التي ليست لها يعني از نوت كندر الضرر تفهم بالضرر بالضبط في الديون والضرر فمن الايمان في يوم القيامه انك لا تمنع المعون الاشياء البسيطه ولا نبغى نعمل جنه ضيوف وما عندناش كوبايات يعني كفايه ممكن تعطونا خمس ست كوبايات من عندكم انا عارف انك في امريكا دلوقتي بيبقى كم في كل الاستعلان ولكن الحاجات لا زالت موجودة في البلاد فالذي يؤمن بيوم الدين لا يمنع المعون خاصة بالأشياء البسيطة الخفيفة ليه؟ لأنه يؤمن بالله ويؤمن بيوم الدين ويعلم أن إعطاء الجار مثل هذه الأشياء الله سبحانه وتعالى سيعطيه الجزاء ويعطيه الثواب على ذلك جزورة إنجد وزور الذين هم يراؤون ويمنعون المعون تقول some description of those who disbelieve, those who do not believe in the name of God. Number one was what? He doesn't read the Quran of right. Number two, he do what? He doesn't encourage the feeding of the poor. And also, this will tell you from a social point of view, okay? And one last thing is what? They hold it back, the needy, neighborly thing. Neighborly thing, like, neighborly thing like what? Let somebody say that go and ask our neighbor for some salt or two eggs or little a cup of flour. Sometimes that lady doesn't recognize that she got a cup of flour. And now she makes it in mixture and all what she needs
is a cup of flour. And by the time she buys the chili out of flour, by the time she goes to the grocery store, come back, the whole meal is spoiled. So she asks her son, go next door and ask for our neighbor for some cup of flour. What is cup of flour? The whole that 2 pounds, 5 pounds of flour, $1.25. So what are cup of flour? It's nothing. But some people, when it comes to this neighborly need, they know. Sorry. That's not from my door. A Muslim is not like this. Why? Because the Muslim, he believes in the day of the judgment, and he believes that the neighbor has right over him, and he has to be there in the assistance. Yes, can I use your rate? What a rate? Rate is, do you know what rate is or no? You don't have to stop it. After you cut the band, or you don't have a snow open. Okay, rate. So after you cut the grass, you need to rake the front yard. The whole rake is about $5-$6. You use it how many times? And your neighbor sometimes, and then, can I use your rake? No, I would not. We as a Muslim, we are a people who always give. And we always share. And this is one of the things that we need to learn about it. And believe it or not, usually who is the house more? The wife, the sister. So you need to listen to this. And usually they are in the house. And that home is the country where the somebody not in need in charity. The beggar put there is the sister. You see? So we have to learn that this part of our deen, that نتعاوى ونتساعد ويكون يكون عنده يعني concern for others. We learn to share. Especially about small things. We have a beautiful story which Surah Al-Qalam. Surah Nun, Surah Al-Qalam. It tells us about a beautiful story. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. What's the story about أصحاب الجنة؟ كان هناك رجل متصدق عنده جنة، أي عنده حديقة فيها من الثمار والأشجار والفواكه، وكان رجل متصدق ما شاء الله. فكلما جمع الفاكهة يعطي للمسكين والفقير وهكذا. فلما مات أولاده قال لا أبونا ما هذا زي ما بيقولوا ده أبينا، كل سنة يروح يدي الزاوية كلها، احنا بلاش الشغلة دي، احنا ايش نسوي؟ قالوا احنا بنصحى بدري في الصبح قبل الفقراء ما يصحوا، ونروح على الحديقة بتاعتنا ونروح نجمع كل الفاكهة دي ونخليها بنك كبير. شوف الطمع زي ما يقولوا الطمع ياه كل ما يا جماعة. فقال احنا نروح بدري وهم لسه يعني الفجر ما طلعش، ونروح نجمع كل المحصول ونجيبه للبيت. لما الفقراء بيصحوا نكون احنا جمعنا وزعنا وخلاص، ولا حد ايه بنقولش ولا وجعنا دماغنا. خلاص اتفقنا. وحتى ما قالوا ان شاء الله، وقال لك لازم نكتب وخلاص. ابونا ده الراجل العبيط بيقرر تبقى منه، احنا ايه؟ احنا الشباب اللي عارف واحنا بتوع تبقى في الدقه القديمه دي. ماشي. فربنا سبحانه وتعالى بيقول لك جم قاموا في الصباح ومشوا على اطراف طوابعهم عشان محدش يسمعهم، فانطلقوا وهم يتخافتون ان لا يدخلنها اليوم عليكم مسكين، وقاموا يمشوا شويه شويه دون دون ما حدش ياخد باله، لحد ما وصلوا. بس قبل ما وصلوا يعني هم بيدبروا، رب سبحانه وتعالى كان ارسل عليها قدر الله سبحانه وتعالى ارسل الفلك، لان النية هي سيئة مو لازم الناس تعمل العمل، نيتك كانت تكفي خلاص. هم قرروا يعملوا هذا، ربنا سبحانه وتعالى ارسل الملك عليها فحرق الجنة كلها. نهاية الليل. فلما وصلوا لقوها كلها محروقة. قالوا لا 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 احنا الدنيا ظلمة، احنا ما شفنا الطريق وحي، احنا هدنا لهم بإذن زي ما يقولوا، ها احنا ضلينا الطريق، ارجعوا ارجعوا خلينا نشوف احنا دخلنا ازاي. فواحد منهم قال لهم لا انتوا لا ردتوا غلط ولا حاجة، ده يدخل السوق، القرار اللي انتوا اتخذتوه في الليل هو اللي سبب لكم المشكلة هذه. انتوا ما انتوا اخطأتوا الطريق ولكن غيرتوا النية والعمل الذي كان يقوم به أبوها، وعلى ذلك بدأوا يتحصروا وبدأوا يندموا وبدأوا يستغفروا الله سبحانه وتعالى لهذا. فربنا سبحانه وتعالى حرمهم من الثمر كله. ليه؟ لأنه غيروا هذه السنة الحسنة التي كان يفعلها هذا الرجل الصالح أبوهم من قبل، وبالطبع لم يحصلوا على شيء. دي سورة القلم، دي شطر أو نون سورة القلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, indeed we have trials in like to trial the people of the garden. When they made the decision that they will go and fast by early in the morning, their father used to be every year when he got up the harvest, the fruit, long line of poor people standing there, he would give them some apples, some oranges, whatever he got, he gave, give away for the poor and the needy. But when the father died, you know, kids always think they know better than the father. And the father's like an old pet. Forget about what our father used to do, okay? So they decided they want to change this routine. They would get up in the early, before fajr. Why still that? But barely we can see. And we go and harvest the fruit, get them to the house before the poor and the needy wake up. Okay? So they got up, they decided, they finished and made their decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel and he made the whole garden burn. You see? This is the intention of the bad deed. This is the result of being greedy, selfish, only thinking about yourself, not thinking about the others. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent the angel and destroyed the whole garden. So what he got out of the morning? Look at anybody here. And they tiptoe. You know what tiptoe? And they walk in because they don't want anybody to know about this. So, because if anybody make noise, they will wake up the poor people and they will run and come and look for the right. But no. But when they went there, they found it was a black, darkness, everything black. No. Oh, we took the wrong exit. You see? We took the wrong exit. This could not be ours. Oh, maybe we could dark, we could not find a way. But one of them, because they more than once about the group of brothers, they say, oh, no, no, no. We didn't make the wrong exit. We have the wrong intention. We have the bad deed. This is what we decide, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did to us. And I think the details of this story, inshallah, you will read it in the Quran. But you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us. This thing happened is there before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why the Quran is telling us about it? So we can learn. We can learn and we can know how to care for the society, for the neighbors, for the poor, for the needy, how to care, how to assist. And everybody according is me. Okay? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying was, خيركم خيركم لأهل وأنا خيركم لأهل. The best among you, I am the best among you. And those who are the best among you, those who are best with their wives. Like they say, charity starts at home. ما تيجي بس في المسجد وكل شيء نطبخ للناس اللي في المسجد. حط فلوس للمسجد، كل شيء للمسجد، طب ومراتك؟ سيدي عندها حتى لو عندها من باب يعني الاشتراك، من باب الاحسان اليها، راح اشتري لها ولو هديه ولو بس الحمد لله فرح كل شيء للمسجد. لا ابدا بالبيت. الانسان مو بس صدقته، طب تكون للمسجد ولكن لابد للأهل كذلك. The first matter is saying, the best among you. And the best among you are those who are best with their wives. The way how we talk to them, the way sometimes we cook a meal and bring the message to share with the brother. Share with the sister, the sisterhood. But we don't think sometimes to do things for our family. This is a part of the charity. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, and the rajul يرفع اللقمة إلى فيه زوجته له بها أجر. بعضكم هيزعل الليلة يقول لك الشيخ ده يجي هيدلع الاسوان دول علينا مش هنعرف نخلص معاهم. ليش بيقول لهم الأحاديث دي إن أنا رحت أنا أكلها زي عمالة بتقول لي كده وبتعمل لي وبتفهم فيا وكمان أنا راح أكلها الفقهاء يا عم يا أخي أنت ما تعرفش تفرط إزاي يا عم هي فرطت زي فرط كلهم النساء يعني سيم ثينج واخد بالك فلا تقعد تقول لمراتي كذا ومراتي كذا زين يعني مراته هي بنت فرعون وكل المراتات الثانية يعني موسى لا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لازم تعرف طبيعة المرأة ولازم تحسن إليها حتى لو هي بتسأل إليه تحسن إليه يا سلام لو تكتب كذا الموزة وراح تفكرها ولا خلي لا يعني والله الراجل ده راجع ايه طب يلا الشيخ مرة ثانية ده كويس الموضوع ده ها اقفل المكرفون ها راح اكثر لها الموزه كده وقطعها تفاحه اتفضل يا حبيبتي وموز ايه ده ايه ده الراجل ده جرى له حاجه تعالى كده خلينا نقيس الحراره في الضيعه اطلع حاجه ابدا ده دي تعليم الاسلام العطف الحنان كل الحاجات دي ورب رب بعد كان بيدلع عادي ها كان يدلع عيلته وابنه وخفاف وحاجات زي كده لا ها فلما بيقولوا الصدقة تبدأ في البيت. So we can see that people will think it is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the best among you and the best among you is those who are best to their wives. This also to tell you how because put your neighbor more than your wife. Some of you say, I'm tired of this neighbor, man. I'm tired of this neighbor, She always in my face and she always saying, he is saying this. سبحان الله يعني يقال ان كان هناك يعني جار للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان يهودي وكان يضايق الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قصه لا ادري ماذا صحتها ولكن هي من القصص فيقال ان هذا اليهودي كان يؤذي الرسول وكان يضع يعني الاشياء امام بيت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في يوم من الايام لم يجد الرسول هذا الاذى فسال عيسى اجدر رجل مريض فذهب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ليزور هذا اليهودي فتعجب الرسول يعني اليهودي وقال كيف انا اسيء اليه وهو يحسن الي ويزورني واكتب بهذه الطريقه. There is a story Allah was sent to her وكانت في البيت but they say that it was a neighbor who bothered the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was a Jew and he used to bother and put bad things in front of his house. Good kind of things like this. What did the Prophet ﷺ, he doesn't put it in front of his house. He said, what's happening? Every day the man puts something disturbing me. What happened? They say, the Prophet wants to do this thing. And the man was shocked how I can disturb him and people to meet. And as a result of this, he became a Muslim. So, it's not an excuse that your wife can be bad to you. You be good to her. But why you have to go so far? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the Quran, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنْ ادفع بالتي هي احسن فاذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوه كانه ولي امين فاذا امراه تستسيء اليك فانت تحسن اليها وان شاء الله يعني جملت النصوص على حب من احسن اليها بالاحسان الى بل تؤذي احسن والله من 5 سنين رحت جبت لها شويه ورد ولا وحطيتهم في البتاع خلاص 5 سنين يا راجل اتقوا الله من 5 سنين طب عودها مره ثانيه المفروض تعملها كل سنه مره. انت كان عملتها مره واحده ما نفعتش. ولكن انت لازم تسايس الامور. هدلك وراها 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 لحد ما ايه تلين لحد ما تلين وخلاص يعني تسد ودلوقتي هتبقى ايه كويسه. فالله سبحانه وتعالى يقول ادفع بالتي هي احسن. هي تسد اليك انت تحسن اليك. فاذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوه كانه ولي حميد. So our goodness has to be also to our houses, not only in the street, not only in the mosque, and sometimes they want to serve you. But you know the Prophet said, for you to lift the most forbidden bread and put it in the mouth of your wife is a charity for you. Some of you, they are not going to say, wow, it's going to spoil our wife in the sense that I have to feed my wife. Why? I'm not a baby. Why are you talking about? She's 42 years old, man. And so what? Even if she's 60 years old, feed her. Why not? Remember the good days? They have to say, it's time for you to feed her, man. But feed her out of kindness. Be kind. Be kind. You know, if you do this, to even a bird or something walking in the street, animals, you will be rewarded. Can you imagine if you put it in the mouth of your wife? Take a piece of Adel and cut it and feel it and think smile, Abraham and see I'm watching you. And you need to learn this well. So when you get to this, and now you get married, now you know to do this good thing. So your wife can be good to you. You know it well. Okay? Take the apple, feel it and put it in and go serve it to your wife. Shock her sometimes. Don't shock her with something else, okay? Don't shock her with a good treatment, a good night, all these things. This was the kind of teaching of the week. There is nothing going to be about this. We found that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was asked, فَوَاللَّهُ لَأَنْ يَأْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ خُمُورِ النَّعَمِ. By Allah, if Allah guides one single person through your effort, it's much better for you than with visiting and going to the rest of the family. So again, the Muslim is not a selfish person. Not the person who learns the Quran and says, oh, me, he can act. No! خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best among you, those who learn the Quran, what the end of the hadith can teach you to us. You see, there's nothing called in Islam to be selfish. Only thinking about myself. You are a community person. You are a soul of civilization. You are like Brother Khalidia, in the book of the verse say, we have a master there with me. Can be any assistant, come by. And I thought this is a good approach to others. How I can help you. And this actually is supposed to be the way of the Muslim. The Muslim always says, how I can help you. And I love this. I really love this. And one of the things about the Prophet, let's not say this, but we have to learn how to be helpful for others. So now, as to help others, one of the best things is get your spoil for these people out of hellfire. Because if somebody dies, doesn't believe in Allah, doesn't believe in the day of judgment, doesn't accept Islam, he will go to hellfire. You see? So what is the best contribution that we give to the society and to the kuffar? Get the da'wah. This is a good reward for you, but also you are contributing to the society, to the outside of the mosque. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by Allah, if Allah guides one single person through your effort, much better than with this direct camera. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best among you is to learn the Quran and teach it. How many of us are sitting here today, memorizing at least a part of the Quran? One juz. And yet, how many, the number of them, speak in Arabic in the community? How long have you been in the community and some people fell upstairs now they could not read the Fatiha right? Why you know a whole juz? Why you could not have a schedule? Okay, every Monday, Brother Omar will be here from 9 to 5 or from 5 to 6, I'll be available. Anybody wants to listen to Fatiha, short surah, brother, I'll be available. The same thing applies to the sister. It's not only work of the brother. The brother's work with the brother, the sister's work with the sister. يعني كمل الأخوات في البلاد العربية موجودين في المدينة. وتجد مع ذلك الأمريكان اللي أسلموا جديد. يعني الواحد لما يقول ما تعرف ما تقرأ فاتحة تصح الفاتحة. كم من الأخوات عندها مستر ديجري وبيت وبنحضر لديك ديجري وكثير من الاخوات اللي حتى الان ما تعرف ازاي تتطهر الطهاره الصحيحه. هذا يعني فين الاحسان لغير المسلمين وفين الاحسان للمسلمين الجدد؟ لماذا؟ يعني الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول خيركم يعني الخيريه في ايه؟ مو بس انك تعرف القران، علم القران وعلمت. تتعلم اهل القران متعلمين اخرين، كم من الاطفال موجودين في الكوميونتي؟ فاذا اين عمل الاخوات؟ بس كل يوم مدرسه، كل يوم عمل، كل يوم يعني الاطفال. طب ان شاء الله ممكن الزوج برضه يتساعد. والله يا ابو حسن، عندنا درس الاخوات اليوم وعند الاولاد بيعملوا دوشه، فانت اجلس معهم ساعتين وانا اروح عشان اساعد الاخوات. ليش لا؟ الزوج ما فيه مؤخرا اللي بيجلس مع الاولاد الاطفال يلعب معاهم يدرس معاهم بيقدم ويحكيهم، وحتى كمان يكون في صعوبه في تدريس الدرس، والاخت ان شاء الله قلم تروح تدرس الاخوات ويكون الزوج كذلك الاجر. So we have to like one hand with the other. There is nothing wrong in a weekend the system competition. As a system, you should have it. And the husband will be with the children in the house or outside taking them for a walk so they did not disturb the class. But the wife would sit every day, and when she goes to the sister class, you sit with the children, and you be running, weeping, talking, she could not teach. We are a people who give, not only take. We are a people who not here to receive. We are a people who share the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but just from means that there's some way. So when we give, we are not only giving money, or only food, or clothes, we give everything. Everything Allah gives us. Some people Allah gives them money, they give money. Some people Allah gives them time, they give time. Some people Allah gives them knowledge, they give knowledge. See what Allah blessed you with and give. Give from it. And subhanAllah, Islam didn't tell you, give all of it. What? Yeah, that is zakat. 2.5%. The zakat? Yeah, Islam back in the Islam needs to put a marriage. It's not a lot of money. وبعد ما يحل عليه الحول وبعد ما يدخل الى النصاب وهو كل هذا. فسبحان الله، يعني لا تعلق في كل وقت او في كل مالك او عندك باطل شيء.
But what?
الإسلام لا يعرف الأنانية. الإسلام is not a selfish religion. Only thinking about yourself. It says those who believe and do good deeds. And good deeds can be beneficial to you only or beneficial for others. Beneficial to you like you make a salah. Beneficial to you and others like when you give the zakat. Say good deeds. So no selfishness here. And also talking about what? And those he encourage others who are good and have faith. And this is the da'wah of the advice, the correction. It's what the plan is about. Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you will be a true believer until he loves for his Muslim brother what he loves for himself. Now again sharing. العطف على الآخرين. الإنسان دائما يعني يفكر في الآخرين. ما بس يفكر في نفسه. دائما يعني يحمل هموم الآخرين. كيف يساعدهم؟ كيف يسليهم؟ كيف يشاركهم الأفراح والأحزان؟ وكيف يوديهم في وقت الأحزان؟ وكيف يكون هناك منهم؟ وهذا رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يعني اصنعوا لآل جعفر طعاما. لما مات جعفر قال لهم يعني هذا الناس عندهم ميت والميت طبعا والأحزان تجدهم على أنهم يفكروا يأكلوا أو يطبخوا. فاسمعوا لآل جعفر طعاما. نكون هناك يعني للآخرين في الأفراح وفي الأحزان ونعطيهم الأذان نسمع لهم مشكلتهم كيف نساعدهم. هكذا لابد أن يكون الأسلم. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. مو بس أنا 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 لا نحن مو هو بس أنا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم telling us, none of you will be a true believer until he loves for his Muslim brother what he loves for himself. We have to share with others the sadness, inhabitants, how to assist, how to be there, and combine the all what it takes for you to give your ear for 5 minutes. Oh, this is all what it takes. Give your ear and let the brother talk, let the sister talk to you. If you have a problem, her husband or his son or whatever. Give her the ear. This is all what she needs, somebody to talk to. And after she talks, she feels better now. SubhanAllah. This is all what it needs. 5 minutes, give them their ear, your attention. Inshallah, this is May Allah make it easy for you, inshallah. You know, things get better, inshallah. It will be okay. In the manner of prayer, you will comfort the person. We have to be there for others. Not only for ourselves. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, الإيمان بضع وتكون شعبة. أعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله. وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق. والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. سبحان الله. Again, this is this hadith I observe. This إيمان is definitely not right. But I know definitely have a lot of right. And the highest at the peak of this tree, the highest degree, is the statement of La ilaha illallah. This is the height of the Iman. And the law of it, of the Iman, removing harmful things from the world. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and being back and tied is a branch of Iman. SubhanAllah. You should have Iman. عظمة الإيمان ولكن جزء من هذا الإيمان إماطة الأذى عن الطريق. إماطة الأذى يعني كوباية مكسورة، مسمار، شوكة، خشبة. هذا الواحد ما أعتقد يسوق على هذا المسمار يصير عنده يبشر عليه السيارة. هذه الأشياء من الإيمان. سبحان الله. واحد ماشي حاطط يشرب موزة على الأرض يعني ممكن واحد يقع يسفر ظهره فيه. فانت تروح تشتري هذا من الايمان. هذا من تعاليم الاسلام. وايه اللي يدفع الانسان يحكي كده لانه مؤمن. رغم انها ما اسكبيتها. هذه في الطريق في العالم. ولكن الانسان يحس ويعمل من اجل الاخرين. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول وقت لهم للناس الحياء خاصة يعني للرجال والنساء. الحياء شعبة من الإيمان، الإنسان لابد أن يكون عنده حياء وعنده كذب هذا من الإيمان. ولكن والعياذ بالله نحن يعني مبتلين بمجتمع وعصر أصبح الحياء والخجل فيه يعني بيقولوا لها بموضة قديمة، يعني المرأة لما تقف وتتكلم وش الرأي وش الوجه يعني هذه ما هي متحضرة. المرأة إذا خفت وجهها أو ما سلمت على راجها يقول لك هذه دقة قديمة، هذه مرأة يعني ما هي متحضرة. أنت فين يا أمريكا هنا إيه يعني عايزة تمشي في الشارع كمان نفسك؟ لا إله إلا الله، لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وبعدين عشان هي إيه؟ أو لا ده إحنا جيران، ده إحنا حبايب، ده إحنا أصحاب نعرف بعض من زمان. الراجل بيكلم مراته ومراته وبيكلم داوية ويلحقوا الدواء ويسلموا على بعض. هذا ما هو إسلام، هذا ما هو دين ولا أخلاق ولا أدب. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الحياء، الحياء شعبة من الإيمان. المرأة لابد أن تنتحي والرجل لابد أن يكون عنده حياء كذلك. وإذا أراد أن يكلم المرأة واضطرته الظروف فيغض من البصر، لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول كل المؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم. وكذلك الله سبحانه وتعالى كل النساء وكل المؤمنات يغضن من أبصارهن. هذا شيء مهم. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الحياء والإيمان قرنا جميعا، فإذا ذهب أحدهما ذهب الآخر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني هذا شيء خطير. الحياء والإيمان يعني زي التوأم، واحد بيروح كأنه خلق من الهجرة. بالضبط صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدة حيث الإيمان إن أمركم لا إله إلا الله. تلوث الإيمان is removing half of things from the way. You found a nail, you found a bone, you found a piece of wood in the middle of the road, some snow, anything, it can cause somebody to fall, break his neck, harm himself, banana peel on the ground. This is not your house. This is the public road. But the Prophet said, by doing this, this part of Iman. This part of Iman. The Iman doesn't only teach you to be honest for yourself. It teaches you to help others, to care for others, to assist others. And the Prophet said what? Hayat, the Iman, the child, is part of Iman. And this is very serious. Especially living in a society like this. Which it teaches you to understand that when you talk to a woman or a woman talks to a man, they call you eye contact. A business woman, and when she talks, my name is so-and-so. She wants to talk. Well, what's going on? Acting like it. Okay, the first thing, my name is so, right? Well, you see, and with all the things, and when you, it's not that. Or even if only sometimes in the stomach center, they have the feet, or they have a marriage, you found victories with men and women. Okay? And the brother standing there with his plate eating, and the other sister was not ever wasn't talking to each other either. Astaghfirullah. How we can do this? You see, the Prophet is saying that being bashful and have demands like a twin. Two twins. One go away, the other one will go away. That teaching us different from what the society teaches us. They say to the believing men to load the gate. Load the gate when they talk to the women. And also say to the women that if she has to talk to a man, she doesn't talk to him eye to eye. There is nothing called eye contact in Islam. Except if you're planning to marry her, now you're telling her, and she doesn't see what you look like. This is a different story. The Prophet says, go and look at her. But if you have no intention to marry, why are you looking at her? Why is she looking at you? You're so angry. Look, listen, she can't think. So we have to learn in the hayat. In actuality, brothers, sisters, because the lecture originally for the sisters, but we appreciate that we have a good number of the brothers listening here. We try to close the lecture because we in case if somebody has questions, and also we have an appointment that we need to go. And of course, no lunch today. All right, so we are not closing with the lunch. And finally, we're going to get a break from the food because every day we've been eating. eating, mashallah, may Allah bless you, and food and food and food and food. So we're going to give you a break today, but we're going to start to close early, not really early, because we have other appointments that I have to go to. Plus also we're going to allow time if somebody has questions. But I want to close with a story that used to be with a man walking in the desert. This is a story, but this is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. تلك حظ الحديث بينما رجل يمشي ببلد من الأرض استمع صوت في السماء يقول اسمع حديقة فلان في نهاية الحديث. يعني الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بيحكي لنا هذه قصة واقعية. الرجل كان ماشي في الصحراء وبعدين سمع صوت في السماء يقول اسمع حديقة فلان. اسمع حديقة فلان. ينظر من ما هو شايف، يسمع صوت وما شايف حاجة. بعدين بعد شوية بدأ ايه لحتى يتجمع ونزل المطر. بعدين سبحان الله لما المطر نزل على الأرض بدأ يسلك طريقه، يحسب قناعة يعني. ويمشي. فالرجل بدأ ايه يتسرع للدفاع. فلما وصل في وسط الصحراء لقى رجل هناك واقف معاه فاكهة وحبل قمة وحديقة زرع وفاكهة وخضرة. سبحان الله. فتكلم معي قال له السلام عليكم وعليكم السلام. قال له ايش اسمك؟ قال له اسمي ايه عبد الله مالك؟ قال اسمي كذا وكذا بالاسم الذي سمعه في السحاب. قال له اسمك ايه؟ قال له فلان. لا لا بالاسم اللي هو سمعه في السحاب. قال له انت ليش تسمعني؟ قال له ايش فيه؟ قال له يعني طالما لم تاتيني انا استغربت، انا سمعت صوت في السحاب يأمر هذا المطر ان ينزل ويأتي هذه الحديقة. انت افتح من السر لابد ان في شيء بتحترم. قال له طالما انت سألتني يعني بقول لك انا بجمع الحديقة هذه اقسمها ثلاث اقسام. قسم اعطيه للفقراء، قسم اعطيه للفقراء، قسم اخليه انا وعيالي اكل منه، وقسم ثالث ارد على الحديقة يعني استمتع بالحديقة ابيعه وعمل كذا وكذا. قال له هذا. فالإنسان رغم أنه في صحراء وبعيد عن منبع المطر وكل هذه الأشياء، ولكن بالنية الحسنة والإعطاء والتعاون والتصدق الله سبحانه وتعالى سخر لهذا الرجل الذي يعيش في وسط الصحراء، سخر له المطر وينزل ويؤمر أن يذهب إلى الحديقة. This story which is the real story of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا الرجل ذا الإمام والوكل إذا نزل. While he was walking, he heard his voice in the clouds. He looked and didn't see anything but hear a voice. And the voice saying, go and water the garden of so and so. He looked and could not see anything except the clouds. But he heard a voice. And the voice, go and regain the garden of so and so. After a little bit, he found this cloud and started to get together and rain. But when the rain came, it was so amazing because the water started to get together and it split the ground and made like a small river. So the man started to follow this water. And in the middle of the desert, when this water ended, he found a beautiful garden there. Fruit, palm trees, nails, everything. He could not believe it in the middle of the desert. And there he found a man standing there fixing the garden and opening for the water to come in. He greeted him, saying, Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. He said, what's your name? He said, my name is so and so. Wow. And he said, why are you asking me about my name? He said, listen, your name is the same name that I heard in the cloud. But since you asked me, I want to know, what are you doing? Battery? You can open the door, sister. You will hear me more than the microphone. Don't worry. Open the door and you can step to the side and you can hear me. I'm about to close. Because by the time they bring the battery, maybe the lecture will be over.
We hear you.
Okay. No, the sisters in the sister section, something happened. They could not hear me. So, all right. So the man said, "Tell me, what do you do? This is like a miracle. How you can be in the middle of the desert and the water coming all the way to you? You don't have water. You don't have electricity. And how water can be coming in the middle of the desert and doesn't go any place except to your garden? You must be doing something." He said, "If you want to know what I'm doing, every time I gather the fruit of my garden, I split it to 3 portions. One portion, which I give it to the poor and the needy. One portion, I keep it for me and my family. And one portion that I sell it and return it back to the garden to fix it, cultivate it, and things like this." So say, this is the reason. So when we are doing things to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a means for us and way, even if you are in nowhere. Did you hear this term that was before? In nowhere? Yeah. Nowhere. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whosoever has taqwa of Allah and the fear of Allah, Allah will provide for him for means he has no expectation. All, most of us count on the check at the end of the month. But you don't know that Allah has means and different ways that you don't know about. If you really fear Allah, you have the taqwa of Allah, doing things pleasing to Allah, Allah will provide and make means for you from places that you don't know about. And whosoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him from means of no expectation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be an agent for him. Indeed, my sister in the Islam, may Allah bless you for being here today. And also my brothers, may Allah bless you all for being here today. I hope that we benefit something out of this lecture, and this will be encouragement for us that we contribute for our families, for our children, for our community, and for our society, that we be a giving people, and we try to share with our money, our time, our knowledge, we try to invest, and we'll be together as one body. When one leg suffers, the whole body will suffer. And I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness for my shortcomings. And inshallah, if anybody has comments or correction or question, I don't mind to hear it. If the sisters have any question, they may inshallah write it and send it. Or if the sister also wants to talk from behind the door, I have no problem with this, except if it's against the policy of the mosque. So whatever means that you want, you can, inshallah, send your question. And also in the meantime, if the brothers have any things, inshallah, I don't mind to hear it.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You can hear?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Do you have any question on the...
That's what I'm asking them now. Come on with your questions, Amina, and everybody.
It's just an opportunity to invite all our sisters and brothers also to visit us on www.adli.net. A, like in Apple, D, like in David, L, like Laimoon, Y, like Yellow, .net. This is the Quran and Sunnah station or center. They call it room, but this is not a room. Alhamdulillah, it is a center of knowledge. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. And Allah bless those who stand behind this, continue this effort. We invite all of you to visit us. We have live classes every day. And our center is open 24/7. Brother Khalil.
Umm Abdul sends her salams personally.
Subhanallah, I was going to ask you to call her, to ask me to call me, because I want to tell her to thank Allah khairan, and I'm not going to say why, because she is not going to like this. But may Allah reward you, and may Allah make you a means of da'wah, Sister Umm Abdul, and I hope you get the message. Thank Allah khairan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yahkum ilayki.
She heard you.
Can you explain more about the issue of marrying a Muslim man to a non-Muslim woman? We cannot disregard the effect of our mother on raising, of the mother raising the children when the man is at work for half the day. I know that if a Muslim lady marries a non-Muslim man, you may not respect her religious habits and values, but what about her effect on raising the children?
Okay. As we understand, inshallah, the sisters and the brothers on the side, they will understand the question which concerns marrying from Muslim to non-Muslim and from non-Muslim to a Muslim. As we understand that Islam allows men to marry non-Muslim people of Ahlul Kitab, Jews or a Christian. And there is a difference between allowance and encouragement. It is permissible, but it's not encouraged in Islam. And a man, a Muslim man, can marry a Christian or a Jew. With condition, but this is not the time to go in details now. But a Muslim woman could not marry a Christian or a Jew man. Nevertheless, the concern of the sister, we understand the impact of a Christian or a Jew mother on the children. As a result of this, I say that Islam had allowed, but it didn't encourage. But Islam also looked into the point that when the Muslim husband demonstrating his faith in the good way, this will be the good impact and the means of da'wah to his Christian wife or Christian Jew wife, inshallah, to be Muslim. Except if he's not living up to his deen, he's not making his salah, he's not committed to the deen. But if he is a true good Muslim, inshallah, this will have impact on the wife. Before even she has her first child, she will be the Muslim. But nevertheless, if we imagine that a person has been in a case that he has to marry a Christian or a Jew woman, this he has to understand is allowable, but it's going to have some impact on the children, and this will require more work on his part to keep, to make sure that children will be in the right effect and the right way of understanding, inshallah. Again, it is allowable, but it's not something that encouraged, like everyday business that we say to the Muslims, go and marry a Jew or a Christian.
You have a question from here, too.
Okay, go ahead.
The question is it permissible for a woman with no mahram to go to visit another woman's house and sit with her and her husband, with her husband present?
Okay. The question, the permissibility of a woman sitting with another woman and her husband. I would not say it's haram, especially if the sister is covered properly and she handles herself in the proper Islamic adab. But this is not something is encouraged in Islam. Because some of the conversation, it may lead to laughing or a joke or something like this, and the sister will be, which is not the wife, it may be laugh, or maybe not going to be sitting in the proper way or things like this. It will be better to be avoided. We understand that in some incidents that the Sahaba women used to serve the food in the presence of another man. And also we understand that a man had talked to a woman. And also in the incident of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and his brother in Islam, راح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين أبي الدرداء و أبو قدر الكريم بن أبي الصحابي. So anyway, that this thing is not the understanding. If there is a necessity, she wants to talk to her husband, the sister husband, about she wants to talk to the sister husband about a problem and something, but not for a question, okay? Will be better to avoid. The sister will stick with the sister, not with the sister and her husband, okay? Because it means it may lead to something else. So will be better to avoid it. But if she has a problem or a project or anything that she wants to discuss it and needs the presence of the husband, as long as the sister is the proper hijab, inshaAllah, and talk in the proper way, inshaAllah, no harm, and Allah will say.
Can a woman give dawah, and if so, what are the proper ways?
Can a woman give the da'wah? Yes, of course. And you start your da'wah yourself. Teach yourself. This is da'wah yourself. And da'wah to your children. This also is a da'wah. Give the da'wah in the mosque to the sister, in the classes, the sisterhood. If there is a da'wah table, as example, and you and your husband involved in this project, and your husband is talking to a brother or to a man, maybe you try to introduce yourself to his, to this man's girlfriend or wife, whatever you want to call her, and start to give her da'wah. There's nothing wrong for the woman to give da'wah, but will be in her field. With non-Muslim ladies, or with Muslim ladies, or for her family, as well as her sister. The sisters also, Disney, have means of da'wah through publication. She can be involved in the whole Muslim that assembles the newsletter, writing an article, the hadith of the week. There's nothing wrong with it. This also can be a means of da'wah. The main thing that we try to avoid mingling and mixing between men and women as much as possible to avoid any temptation and haram work and whispering of the shaitan.
Can a woman be a negotiator and public speaker?
We learn our deen from Quran. السؤال عن هل يمكن للمرأة تقوم بمناقشة أشياء يعني كمثلا مشروع تجاري أو صفقة تجارية أو مثل هذه الأشياء، وهل أنها يمكن لها أن تكون كمتحدثة في المجتمعات العامة؟ We learn our deen from the statement of Allah, which is the Quran, the authentic Sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, which is the Hadith, and the understanding of the Sahaba. We never ever can be better than the Sahaba or reach something different from what the Sahaba. So what the Sahaba did, we do. What they did not do, we didn't do it. Public speaking, we don't know about a woman from the Sahaba stood before men and women to give the public speaking. Some people, they may say that Umar radiallahu anhu and other of the Sahaba used to come to Aisha. Used to come to Aisha from behind a hijab to ask her a question. Not for her to sit like I'm sitting and start to give a public speaking and everybody shouting, and she's shouting and moving her arms and doing this. But you know, a person uses emotion when they talk. We don't know that the Sahaba women did this. And this is not part of the hayat. A woman concerned about herself. She don't to go in a public place to dress, except in the public place is only women. A classroom, and she took it to women. So we don't know this to be part of the practice of the Sahaba. So there is no need. And the most important element of a woman in her life is the Salah. فإذا كانت الصلاة وهي أهم شيء في حياة المرأة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أن الصلاة المرأة في بيتها خير لها من صلاتها في المسجد خلف الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فكيف يعني نغنى بالأعين عن هذا الحديث ونقول المرأة تقف أمام الرجال تحصل فيه المرأة تصلي خلف الرجال ومع ذلك الرسول يقول لأم سعيد الحاملية إنها لو تصلي في بيتها هذا أفضل لها من أنها تصلي خلف الرسول وفي المسجد يعني كيف نحكي في القضية وتقول المرأة تقف وتدي وتقول لهم يعني انتخبوا فلان والقضية والديمقراطية والشغلات هذه كلها هذا كلام يعني زي ما بيقولوا كلام فارغ ليس من الدين A woman could not be a public speaker. Okay? And we found the most important thing for a woman is the salah, as the prophet says, for a woman to pray in her house much better than praying in the mosque. So that Islam teaching us the woman has to stay from the public as much as possible. Stay away from the eyes of men and the public gathering as much as possible. We never heard from the Sahaba women the woman who stands there to give a public speech to everybody.
Please elaborate on intercession.
How many questions will we have?
We have
We have 60 questions, which each question will take, because we're getting, mashallah, in big, juicy questions. So, with the sister, please kindly, let's make, we have a general lecture for the community today after Maghrib. So by not answering your question, maybe this will encourage you to come for the next lecture. Because I'm supposed to be, have important appointment at recent. We still have to drive to take care of some business here in the community. And we only have 10 minutes left. And time is something very important in our life. As Muslims, we have to respect the appointment. So if you don't mind, allow me to excuse myself. And inshallah, after Maghrib, I can answer this question. And even I can start my lecture with answering the question. Not that I'm trying to say or to ignore you, but I will ask your permission. Because we didn't think that we're going to take longer. Plus, also when we attend the lecture, I didn't know that I have to talk some little Arabic there. So all the things put us out of the schedule. I understood that some sisters, Arab sisters, attend the lecture, and some of them, they don't understand too much English, so we have to mix Arabic and English. So please, sister, forgive me and be patient with me. But inshallah, we take one single question and after this, I promise.
Inshallah. I say, I promise, and they say, Inshallah, because you don't know what can happen. That I will answer your question later on tonight, Inshallah. Okay? So we have the last question, and after this, except if the sister going to be here until Asr, I think they're going to drag me again back here to Asr. I don't know which one we should make it for the public minister or after Asr. Okay, we will answer your question between Maghrib and Isha, inshallah.
Do women have to wear hijab?
The answer is yes. But I think the sister, she missed something. Because, what do you mean by hijab? Because some people say, when she say that women have to wear hijab, she means she stays gay. So I don't know really what a woman, what the sister means, does woman have to wear a hijab? Of course they have to wear a hijab. When you leave your house, you have to be covered from head to toe. Every inch of your body has to be covered. With exception to some of the scholars, the face and the hand. Okay? Other than this, no scholar says that your arm can show, your neck can show, little bit of your hair can show. No one can say it. Okay? So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Al-Mar'a awra. The whole thing, the woman is awra. It's a bride. Everything has to be covered. Of course, does the woman have to have hijab? Yes, she has to have hijab. And when somebody is not a mahram in your house, and you're going to be going back and forth to the kitchen, yes, you have to be covered. And final note from the sister. Okay, I will ask the sister also, do you know what jihad means? According to Islamic terminology, jihad is the thing that you put over your headpiece and your dress. This is the jihad. Is this what you mean? That means you can be covered from head to toe. That means you have a headpiece and you have a blouse and a skirt. Or that you have a headpiece and you have a garment, and after this you will have something called malhaka or abaya or hijab, which like one piece will cover everything else that you have. Is this what you want? Is this what you mean? Knock at the door if yes, don't touch the door if no. Again. Is this what you mean? Knock at the door, the sister's door. So you see, the terminology can make a big difference. A woman has to cover from head to toe whenever she leaves her house, when she go out in the public. That does not mean the woman is allowed to be in and out for no business. Only when you have need to go outside, you go outside and you have to be covered from it. I'm sorry, we have to close. And also, the scholars are different concerning al-jilbab and Allah will be. Thank you for coming and listening. Jazakumullah khairan. Inshallah, we have a short session about 5 to 10 after Asr. And after this, the big meal will be after Maghrib. Big meal means the lunch after Maghrib, inshallah. And we still have one more major lecture, I think, tomorrow for Sunday. After that, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Sheikh Atlee?
Yes, ma'am.